Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. There's a chat room there. If you want to get in on it, just sign up for the, just click on the little chat room link there, and boom, you're there. And you're talking to us on the chat room. Also, we're on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com is Denise Simon. And good morning to you, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
It's a busy day, and we need to start, I think, with what's transpired, how we got to this point in Afghanistan. Because back... I believe it was somewhere around June or July, the president was briefed by his generals who warned him when he was talking about speeding things up and doing something quicker rather than later, getting people out of Afghanistan, that General Frank McKenzie, General Austin Scott Miller, and General Mark Milley all advised him against doing this, but he did it anyway, said, nope, we're going to get him out by September.
Okay.
So look where we're at now.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me try something real quick here because I want to get Elliot in here. Elliot just called in, and I know Elliot's former military. He's got something really good probably. Okay, Elliot, go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to share this with you, Captain. You know, America, about 3 weeks ago, I mentioned on this show that over 1,000 soldiers and members of their families had left Afghanistan, heading to Tajikistan, Pakistan, and Uzbekistan. Now, this should have been the head of warning to Joe Biden when that happened 3 weeks ago. General Austin, General Milley, this is a complete collapse in all phases of government. Captain, they also deployed 82nd Airborne and 18th Airborne Engineer Combat Engineers. Now, these two forces out of Fort Bragg is strategically connected to the 101st Airborne Division in Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
They're connected to the Green Beret Special Forces Group in Washington State, and they're also connected to the 10th Mountain Division out of Fort Drum, New York. Now, I agree with an earlier caller. If the threat grows huge, drop several 5,000-pound MOHAVs on Afghanistan presidential buildings. Tear it up. Tear their presidential building that they took away from the president. Tear it up.
Well,
drop it straight on the Taliban.
I sent a letter on Facebook yesterday to the president and told him to do that.
Wow. Captain, I tell you, you're ahead of the game. I tell you, that's why we listen to you.
Well, thank you, Elliot. All right.
Have
listen.
A great day, sir.
Appreciate you, my brother. Okay. No, I did that, Denise, because you said it was too late to do it when you sent the message back when I told you what I did.
Yeah, look, I don't have a problem with the Moabs. We can't be doing it now, though, because what has happened to the civilians that we have in Afghanistan, including those that work for us, they're way too vulnerable here at this point. So, if you were going to do Moabs, I would have been doing Moabs at the first sign of when the Taliban took over the first district or the first capital. So we're a little late on that one now.
Mm-hmm. And I'm watching all of this equipment that they've got. It's amazing, the American equipment.
Therein lies, I think, what the biggest failure was. Okay. As soon as the Taliban took over the first district, the first capital, was it, 3 or 4 months ago?
Yes.
That's when we had the ability to start flying in all kinds of things and taking that stuff out of there. Mm-hmm. Either that or blowing it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't disagree with you. And I know that we did have GPS in some of the first stuff they took out of Kandahar.
It doesn't matter. I don't even care. Blow it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait a minute here. Let's see. The National Security Advisor, the Director of Central Intelligence, the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of Defense should have their positions terminated with extreme prejudice because of the fiasco in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's coming from Eric.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Milley should be out of there. He should be walked out of the Pentagon.
Yeah.
As should Austin. I mean, the entire national security team at the White House.
Eric just made an understatement of the year. He said, in my opinion, this is a lot worse than Saigon in 75. Well, of course it is, because now we're dealing with, we don't know how many thousands of people are going to be killed as a result of this because of what they did the last go-around.
Look, where we are with this is the fact that we handed over Bagram.
Yep.
At Bagram, we had one of the largest prison, okay?
Yep.
With Taliban fighters and with
I know where you're going. Hold on, because here comes I know where you're going. Okay, hang on. Okay, we're going to tell you what happened to that prison, because you won't believe this one either, but it happened. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners.
lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, education of our youth is always critical. We had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, but sadly, folks, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. And we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution, where choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settled on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. It comes in English and Spanish, so no reason not to be able to get it. And Coastal Market number 607 here in Clearwater is the one that has the book locally, Coastal Market number 607, at 607 Clearwater Largo Road. Check them out. Okay, we're back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And, you know, I was thinking, and we were talking a little bit off air about all this stuff here. I'm getting a lot of emails from Afghan vets, and they're reaching out to me, and they're really mad. Some of them are mad as hell. A couple guys have said, it's about time for us to get back in our back in whatever and go back over there and get our friends out there, because they're mad that we left these interpreters behind, and they even promised them when they left that they'd see them in the United States.
Well, a lot of those interpreters became very close friends to American forces, and still to this day, there's a lot of communications that go on between those interpreters and our forces, even though our forces, you know, that they became friends with.
Right.
I haven't been in country in 3 or 4 years, if not longer. But this is not a new phenomenon. The interpreters should have been given, you know, the visa process a long time ago, years ago. You know, once we really kind of turned things over to the Afghan forces and we didn't really use them anymore, that's when we should have been protecting them if they chose to leave, and we didn't. So. Mm-hmm.
I've got a question here from John. John's in Salt Lake City. He's saying, Captain, how does the country feel about Biden right now? Does anybody believe, as I do, that the man is just evil?
Well, all you really need to do is look at the picture that the White House sent out yesterday, which is a picture I don't think I ever would have sent out. But you've got Biden sitting at the conference table.
Yeah.
Camp David.
Yep.
By himself.
Yep.
On some kind of a hookup link to whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, that picture really, there's so much to see in that picture.
Yeah.
First of all, he's got his hand up by his face like he doesn't know what to think.
Correct.
The second thing is that he's alone.
Yep.
That to me is remarkable, that this man doesn't have the national security team.
That's right.
Physically there with him.
Correct.
Doing briefings or
You're
having
right.
conversations. I mean, it's just, it's mm-hmm. stunning to me.
It was a Photoshop opportunity.
The other thing is, this cat had, interestingly enough, virtually no conversations with any allies.
Yep.
That I have seen.
Right.
Boris Johnson's furious. You haven't heard a word out of mm-hmm. Germany.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got country after country that is just furious of what has happened here.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable, the failures. Now, the other fascinating thing is, if you decide that you want to get some, reach out to the White House press office, Jen Psaki,
yeah.
and see what she's got to say,
yep.
you get an automatic, I'm out of the office until the 28th message. So
correct.
Now you can, and she said, please contact somebody else in the press office.
Yep.
So we're not getting anything out of the White House. Nothing. Zero.
And then there's Kamala. Where's Kamala?
Well, she's hooked up over there. I don't know.
She's in hiding.
Trying to figure out what to do.
She's in
They're
hiding,
all in
too.
Hiding.
Yep. Correct. And this is wrong. This is so wrong. I mean, the pictures of Donald Trump that came out yesterday when he sat there in the conference room when they were watching whatever they were watching, everybody was around him. That's a leader. Joe Biden is none of the above. None of the above.
It's a remarkable situation here that there's virtually nobody with Biden in that picture. I can't even believe it.
Yeah, Eric is agreeing with you. He's saying, I realize the proverbial buck stops with the commander-in-chief, but what I was shown in the alleged photo speaks volumes.
Well, if the White House put it out,
yeah.
I mean, it's their photo.
Yeah, but Jen wasn't there, so maybe it was an underling. And they made a mistake when they put that out there. That showed, and by the way, I couldn't see his eyes, but I'm not even sure he was looking at the television screen.
Oh, there's a couple of different angles of the photo. No, he was. He was looking at it, but I don't know what he was seeing.
Yeah. I mean, God. But here we go. Okay. We know that Afghanistan is done as we know it for a while anyway, until somebody figures, until somebody figures out if they actually want to do something about this or not. Now, my question to you, and here it is, and I knew I was going to get this. My question to you is coming from Sam, not Sam the paper man, but another Sam. And this Sam is in Baldwinsville, New York. He's saying, Captain, what are we going to do when the killing starts, the mass killing like it did before with the Taliban? What is the United States going to do?
We are really not going to do anything under the Biden administration. So that's just the raw truth. They are perfectly happy with cutting off, any kind of war, conflict, military action in Afghanistan. So I don't think that anybody at the Pentagon is even going to try and have a discussion to do otherwise. And, I mean, look, we had something called the Nuremberg trials. Does anybody remember that?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Why are we not having something like that? You can't tell me that we don't have cause, we don't have reason to, and the ability to capture a Taliban commander or two or six or 50.
Right.
And have a Nuremberg trial.
Mm-hmm.
We can prove beyond a doubt of crimes against humanity here.
Sure, sure.
If for nothing else, just in the last week.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because we saw...
Now, look. The Taliban is worth in excess of $3 billion in hard cash.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's today. We know where that money is. What do we say? We follow the money. Why are we not following the money? Why are we not seizing those funds?
Yeah.
Why are we not doing that? Okay. Yeah. What kind of conversations are we having with Pakistan? Zero. What kind of conversations are we having with Turkey? Which, by the way, did you know that the Turkey military is in charge of security at Kabul Airport?
That's what
I
heard.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
And where in the world did that come from?
And where are they? And here comes the music, so we're going to have to wind this up. But we're still going to be talking about this tomorrow. Let's just hope we're not talking about any American casualties. And that reminds me, we forgot to mention there are people already been killed outside the airport entrance, right?
I just said that.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Thanks very much. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. We're going to continue this in the next hour with Frank Salvato and my special guest at the bottom of next hour, Lieutenant Colonel.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The death toll from a 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti on Saturday has risen. Officials say that more than 1,200 people have died and another 5,700 have been injured. The majority of deaths coming in the south of the country. The government says that more than 13,000 homes have also been completely destroyed, and another 13,000 have been damaged. And U.S. forces will take over air traffic control at the Kabul airport, according to the Department of Defense. In a joint statement with the Department of State, the takeover was announced along with an expansion of security at the airport, which is now housing the operations of the American embassy. They also announced the acceleration of evacuations for thousands of Afghans who are eligible for U.S. special immigrant visas. Nearly 2,000 people who qualify have already arrived in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, and boy, we got plenty of it. Plenty of it. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them by going to their website, NAA.edu. NAA.edu will tell you about their locations after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you and to teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside the city of Boston. Now, what you need to do, and what I always suggest you do, is ask to take the tour at one of the two campuses of National Aviation Academy. Now, to do that, you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again is 800-659-2080. 2080, asked to take the tour of either the campus in Clearwater, Florida, here where I'm at, or the campus in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, you'll be able to talk to more than likely students, more than likely an instructor or two, and you'll also be able to find out about the financial situation as to how you can, if you're a post 9/11 veteran, they'll tell you how you can use your GI Bill, because you'll probably have benefits to use. If you're a pre 9/11 GI veteran, you probably got some benefits left, maybe you have none, but if you don't, you can just apply and get a regular student loan. But anyway, that will tell you how to do that and what's available to you, and you'll be able to get it all taken care of right then and there while you're there. And I'm telling you, if you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, you are set for life when it comes to work. You'll never have a day that you won't be able to do have a job, because they are in demand all around the world right now. It's just a fact. So, NAA.edu, phone number 800-659-2080. Check them out. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent them. By the way, get your questions together for Thursday. Bo will be back in studio on Thursday. Well, it's now up to 9,000 troops are deploying to secure the evacuations from Kabul. Started out with 2,500. Add to that 3,000, that's 5,500. Add to that another 1,000, that's 6,500. Add to that another 2,000 being sent to Kuwait or Qatar. And that's how many troops we have in the area. Now, make no mistake about it. The problem in Afghanistan right now is we have some of our American contractors that have been cut off by the Taliban. Now, the Taliban probably knows that there's American contractors hiding out in some of these locations where they were working. But they've chosen instead to go after those people, to go after Kabul, and to go after the presidential palace, which they were sitting in yesterday, looking very comfortable, the Taliban, that is, and to attempt to encircle the airport, Hamid Karzai Field. By the way, it's the name of the first president when this all started 20 years ago. But they've decided to encircle the airport as best they can and start lobbing shells and whatnot and firing at whatever they can fire at inside the airport. Now, unfortunately, some people have already been killed. We're not sure what the number is, but it was just outside the airport entrance where there was a lot of pushing and shoving and violent activity going on, and we're not sure who shot who or what, but it'll all come out eventually. Because, again, the people that are responsible for the security at the Kabul airport are the Turkish soldiers that are there. How the hell is that working out for anybody? Now, they've been reinforced by Americans, but I'm not sure how close the Americans are to all this. I do know, and you know, if you've seen the pictures, Colonel Jim put out a bunch of them yesterday, and I posted them as fast as he put them out over on my page so that you could see them, of the C-17s that were lined up there, which brought in our troops and our equipment, and were there ready to take everybody back out again. They are on the ground. They're not in the air. So those are definitely targets if anybody feels like taking a pot shot at them with artillery or a mortar, if they can get close enough. Now, there's helicopters, lots of them, coming in, going out, coming in, going out, coming in, going out. What I noticed about the helicopters were two things. Number one, I saw a lot of CH-60s. We have just about retired those totally. There may be some in the Afghan Air Force, but they're just about non-existent anymore in combat situations. And then our friend Eric pointed out that there were a bunch of Sea Stallions flying around, and they definitely are not in the mix anymore. But what I saw flying in and out, not marked at all, some of them were black with a white bottom, and some of them had like different markings on them. It's hard to describe. It looked like they were corporate helicopters belonging to some businesses or something that were flying in and out. They weren't all U.S. choppers. So we may have some private contractors in this mix, is what I'm saying. And if we do, that wouldn't surprise me. Now, again, how are we going to get them out? Well, this is not a 1 or 2 day or a 3 day deal, I don't think. This is going to take all of a week or more to try to get to our people where they're cut off from being able to hop in a vehicle or an aircraft or whatever and fly to the Kabul airport. Now, I don't know about the fly part. They might be able to still get a chopper where they're at and whatnot, but again, the Taliban, in their rapid move to get to Kabul, that was one of their missions, was to get there and force the government out, and boy, did they. By the way, it was reported that President Ghani and his people, when they left, there were suitcases full of cash, lots of suitcases, lots of cash, American dollars, that found their way onto the aircraft and made their way to Tajikistan, which is where Ghani left or went to, and many of his entourage went. So if you're looking for where our tax dollars are working at, well, that's it. Did they steal the money? More than likely. Will anything happen to them? Probably not. Remember, Hamid Karzai took hundreds of millions of dollars, and nothing happened to him. Now, his brother did the same, but his brother also got killed. He was targeted for assassination, and they took him out. They tried that with Karzai, but it didn't work. The other brother, Hamid, the president, former president. But we've got a situation there right now that is just totally chaotic beyond anything. And I remember the Vietnam extraction in 1975. I remember that. This is worse by any description of the word as to what happened in Vietnam. All right, I'll be coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Council. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura, because the MDX, the flagship sport utility vehicle, has a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and boy, I'll tell you what, that feels really good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, to get a tremendous deal on your vehicle. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to the Nissan dealership. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because if you tell them that before the deal starts, you're going to get $500 knocked off the price of the vehicle you're looking at. All right, let's go to the phone line. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You know, yesterday, and I went through 1975. I'm well aware of what happened in Vietnam on that fateful day when we saw the helicopters going off the roof of the American embassy. But what did you think when you saw similar things happening in Kabul yesterday?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I wasn't surprised. I was surprised at how quickly it fell apart. I thought it was going to take a little bit longer than it did. I mean, it's basically overnight. But it really didn't surprise me much at all. I don't think that quite frankly the Afghan military, even though we were told that they were going to 300,000 strong against 75,000 Taliban. I don't think that they were very much interested in putting up a fight, and obviously they weren't. And again, we learned from 20 years of and $2 trillion in lives lost and great Americans that were injured and maimed. What was this all for? Basically nothing.
Well, again, that's true. $1 trillion later or whatever it is, $2 trillion. And by the way, the thing that really, really made me mad yesterday about the whole deal was when they talked about the Afghani president that was leaving, and they mentioned his suitcases full of cash, American dollars, that he was leaving with.
Oh, well, there's been tons of money that has been funneled into that country and out into myriads of banks, and we fly cash into those places. Story about how we were paying off various different warlords. One of the main warlords, they had pictures of the Taliban taking over his palace. But he left, left to Pakistan, and obviously he left with his money. This is my tax dollars. This is your listeners' tax dollars. And
right.
Again, the logic and reason behind it. I really do think, Matt, and you can talk more to this than I could. I don't think we're doing a very good job training our officers. I really don't. I think that we have a much, and actually it's interesting, I was reading a story, the officer class is much, much larger today, even based on percentages the size of the military than it was in World War II. I don't think we're doing a very good job. I think we're training officers that then try to turn into politicians. And it's not a good thing. We're not obviously getting the leadership we need.
Well, the higher the officer rank, okay, let's go up above 06, generals, brigadier, major, lieutenant, and then general, which is a four-star, that is a political position. In order to get there, you have to be appointed. And once you get there, you got to play politics to stay there. So
yeah.
You are right. You are absolutely right. Now, I got to address something because you live in New York, and September 11th is coming up, and you heard the news as I heard the news. The way I got it was through the news because normally I get an invitation every year as a first responder to the World Trade Center to attend their ceremony. Now, the only one that I've attended was the 10-year ceremony where I got to be one of the officers standing behind the podium when Rudy Giuliani was reading some names, and I held the flag with four of my brother officers, a big garrison American flag, behind them. That was when I went, that time. I haven't been back since. But I get invited every year. Well, not this year.
I'm trying to get my arms around this, too, and exactly what's going on and what they're planning on doing and why that they would do something like this. I can't figure it. I really can't. Again, the stories have been short. I haven't had any sort of explanation or reasoning behind this, and again, it's frustrating, and I can tell you right now, a lot of the the first responders and around, especially ones of my neighbors, people I know their kids, they're none too happy about this.
No, they're very upset, and again, this is the wrong thing for this administration. Which, by the way, you want to talk about being hot water right now? I know why Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Jen Psaki are in hiding. They don't dare show their face because it's. They're going to be, their faces are going to be literally ripped off by the questions that are going to be thrown at them.
Yeah, again, this is amazing. I mean, a week or so ago that, Biden was talking about the strength of the, again, he said it. We got Afghan army, well-trained, 300,000 strong against 75,000 cow. It's going to be no problem. You couldn't have been more wrong in regards to the assessments. And again, it's interesting too. You think about it. You know, during the Trump administration, you get pushback from the officer class, and there would be leaks to the various different newspapers. Nothing when it came to the Biden administration. And we you know, who's giving him this advice, and who's telling him this stuff? I mean, you know, why do we not know this? How can we be this far off when it comes to our assessment of things? One other thing in regards to the media, Biden should have, the camera in his face. But, I mean, where's the news media? Where are these so-called journals? Why are they not going back and camped outside of George W. Bush's house and Cheney's house and all these people that have been involved over the years, Obama, and their thoughts in regards to this and what, it's like you're almost not doing your job, for crying out loud.
Well, there's enough blame to go around for everybody, because at every stage of the development here, we should have left Afghanistan. I mean, when we pretty much destroyed Al-Qaeda, and we could have left the first time under George W. Bush. We certainly could have left after we got Osama bin Laden, because that was the stated goal all the time. Okay, once we got him, that should have been reason for us to leave, because we had all but just annihilated Al-Qaeda, so had the government set up and all that. But we stayed there, and I, for the life of me, I don't know why.
It's this idea. We think that we can airlift in democracy and our way of life, Western civilization, to areas of the world where it's certain conditions. It's like you try to grow up. If I tried to grow a cactus here in upstate New York, I wouldn't do too well. You need the certain circumstances need to be right for certain things to grow. And Jeffersonian, democracy in our system doesn't work in these areas of the world, or at least it doesn't work now. These are ancient cultures that have been around a hell of a lot longer than we have. And to think that we can impose our way on them is just, it's arrogant. It really is. They have to do it on their own.
Now, just to add a little insult to injury, got about 30 seconds. Larry Kudlow yesterday said the middle class is going to pay virtually every nickel of the $3.5 trillion budget.
Oh, absolutely. And we're paying for it already. You're already paying for it in inflation. It's going to fall on the middle class. It's going to fall on small businesses, and it's going to be a disaster. It really is. I guess Pelosi wants to advance both the reconciliation, budget bill, and the infrastructure bill at the same time.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see if we get any pushback from Republicans, because they were only pushing back on much anymore outside of a few of them. So we shall see.
Well, here comes the music. Perfect timing, and we will talk to you tomorrow. And in the meantime, stay low up there and enjoy the weather.
You got it. Have a good one.
Okay, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check him out, see all the great things that he does. And I'll be right back. Frank Silvato, Underground USA. And then at the bottom of the hour, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on what the hell is going on in Afghanistan, let alone with our military. I'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.